Eita, hola, Davey Ko, Zimbabwe, Mushe, Muri, Zimbabwe, Mchagazo, Mushe. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk at The Connection. I brought to you live by Studio 7, a Voice of America, on Tuesday, July 27, 2021. Muri, Zimbabwe, Mchagazo, Mushe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world joining us. Welcome, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection. We're coming to you live from our studios. It's Studio 7 in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muriya Zimbabwe, namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, nasi mjongwa chenu chebe chikniki. We continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic. We speak to Zimbabwean youths of different professions, Muriya Zimbabwe, to hear more about how the global pandemic, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19, how it is affecting their work. If you're looking to join us, Muriya Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number to call is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks. Muriya Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Also remember to press the like button. Ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngempela zulukandaba likhona, sisonke like. So, also feel free to write the comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading them live on air. Without wasting time, Muriya Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 99,944 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 67,827 recoveries, 3,173 deaths. Now, last night alone, 8,716 PCR tests were conducted, 2,050 new cases were detected, 1,914 recoveries, and 79 deaths. Of those 79 deaths, 12 are in Bulawayo, 12 are in Harare, 7 are in Manicaland, 3 are in Mashonaland Central, 13 are in Mashonaland East, 13 are in Mashonaland West, 10 in Midlands, 1 in Matabeleland North, and 8 are in Matabeleland South. Now, the country currently has 28,944 active COVID-19 cases. To date, Muriya Zimbabwe, 1,491,493 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken both the first and the second jab, 687,216 people have taken both jabs. As we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is currently under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Remember, it was supposed to come to an end today. However, we just recently got information ukuthi uhlelo lwe level 4 COVID lockdown lulokhe luqhubekela phambili. Now, to get a bigger picture of what things currently look like in Zimbabwe's major hospitals, recently Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisa-Spanda spoke to some Zimbabweans about the vaccination program and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a conversation that Ezra Chisa-Spanda had with Ambilo Hospital Director Professor Solwayo Ngwenya to hear more about what's happening in Bulawayo.
Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, get this pity pity in Gagawa Nukamanyanda.
I want to have a good test, but I want to buy a vision of my contact. I want to have a coronavirus. You want to have a present this pity pity, but I need a one bucket to my work to move with test. So I think in Lapana, I see a screen around Bokaba Sigaela, whatever it is, I'm a piece of Naboto Hotela, Naman, Javania, Vasca, we tested a fan. Put a line in Jaro, then Hadi Abanda of Mugan, Zama vaccination, Avanya Funu Dos 1, Avanya Funu Dos 2. So you could want to go to the wound.
Hey, Punjanje in Zutoma to go to the Manes Kurava and Joy Foot.
May I long plan move, you know. But this is where I'm by high community on Kenji Avant to the hotel, Lava Sala, community, Lava Sala, Omanesva, Katama public transport, Vines, and you go. I saw the CM Mutum to Onke Avant, the coronavirus.
Katas Konaguminjan, Lapa Katasava Kulaba Konagu, you are Tiakole, Kulay, Kumbayavan. Abantu zule ngamba ngapha emaclini ngatshela abantu nje ngomkhulu lapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye emaclini ngapha.
Yeah, abantu ngeke baye emaclini bathi zule wabo kona ngathi. The line yokuthiwe hayi zisibinye emiye mase bese zisibinye emiye njalo bayabe nomkhola umkhuhlane. Yikho kungcono umuntu ayefondele lapha eclini bese zuze kulaye. Ekhangele ukuthi akula line endle ahlatshwe kuthi.
Wena waqongosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyaka ophelileyo. Waqongosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya uzaba nobo-third wave, abantu bezothi uzaba ne-second wave, azabe bakubhilile. Manje kathesi njona ke sukukhanya ukuthi wawukhuluma iqiniso. Uthini ngento ezinhle?
Ah, ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhloniphe sibili ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu, njalo ngumkhuhlane ozabhiliza into efumula eminingi uma singazange sananzelele. Kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani. Ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo, umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka njengoba kathe sesibona sokuthiwa sokulama-new variant la asekhona. La ama-new variant akhanya anamathela masinya, njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili. Ikubona ukuthi abantu kathe sesibona nxa singaziphathanga kuhle, abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni.
Kulezi nsuku sizwa ama-reports amaningi, kukhulunywa abantu abafayo abaningi. Kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona oku kukhona abangazilondoloza kwakho ngaphandle kokuthi bahlatshwe?
Hayi, akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona, lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho utholakala khona. Njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la, uyathola umuntu efake i-face mask ilenga lapho emphinjeni la, kavali imlomo kavali amakhala. Kuzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask khona lokuyana i-face mask kababili kunje la ugqokele lami ugqokile umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi usuya kuwe usuka kuya kimi kuyayenza ukuthi hayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka. Yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe lo mkhuhlane ofuna umuntu oziphathayo, njalo uyageza izandla bengaze bahlamba. Kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu kuyathe umuntu efile bagijima khona phana besiyahamba ngomuntu lana, xa igula begijime bonke besiyahamba ngomuntu. Uyabona bebuya lapha ekazwakuti beya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu oyi-1 umuntu lana nxa yelawo umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu. Abana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini enseni bebiza abantu. Sakana abantu basebethelela abanye abantu labana ababuya emini. Yikho sisithi kade sizimba lezi hhayi kumele sinazelele esibili ngoba siqaphela ufike hayi abantu labanaabantuzobeuhaphambili abantu asikhalelanini emafonini, sikhalelanini kuma-WhatsApp sikhulumisana, ukuhambe kuphele izihlobo. Lanxa usiyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni ungaze kwafanjwa. Mina ngibona inamba le yama-30 la ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu. Kuhambe abantu abalutshwana, abantu abaichumi nje kuphela, abantu abaclose ama-relatives kube yibo ababeka ungwenya. Hayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe zisiyanompola umkhuhlane.
Hayi, Dr. Ngwenya, siyabonga kakhulu ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangaka. Kathi sinyona ke ungumuntu onto engawuhlele ehofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya.
Ngiyabonga.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Dr. Or Professor Solwaye Ngwenya. He is the director of Mpilo Hospital. Ube xoxa ngempela echasisa okunengi vanga vachi tsanangura ka Professor Solwaye Ngwenya zvari kusangana nazvo kuvulawayo vachiti aiwa zvipatara zvakawanda kwete kuvulawayo chete but zvipatara zvakawanda munyika zviri kusangana nematambudziko akawanda nekuti pane vanhu vakati wandei pari zvino vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba. Saka vari kuti aiwa vari kukumbira kahurumende kuti ivabatsire. So ilo ludaba silalo kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo Zulu. Kanti aba, you heard there from Professor Solwaye Ngwenya ubechasisa ngempela talking about Zimbabwe's vaccination program and of course what's happening at Mpilo Hospital. Now to better understand what's happening in Bulawayo kontuthuzethunqa, we are joined via telephone by Unkosi Khona Dibiti. He's the founder of Community Podium, joining us live via telephone. Dibiti, welcome to the program. Bafwa, how are you doing? it seems as though silenkinga with uDiviti we're going to try get him back on the telephone asizo okuningi ngalokho okwenzakalayo kobulawayo kontuthu siyathunqa but just to check out ukuthi abantu bathini siyabona ukuthi ngempela abantu sebeqala ukungena kuhlelo abantu bathanga kuphinda mchirongwane uwandu wawo tukona pa page redu repa VOA Studio 7 hanzi na Andres Viega tiripo pa live talker tirikuno ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda mchirongwa Josa Makasabangwe ari kunyora hanzi I'm watching you live in Malawi kukhasi letu ele VOA ndebele asibona ukuthi abantu sebeqalile yini ukungena kuhlelo nangu osikhumbuzo uthi happy Mike Hobe ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mlalazi thank you so much for joining us asifiso Ndlovu uthi salibonani asifiso siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo nangu umzila uthi linjani mdala kanti Theswa sebesakhulu kanti mzila siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo nangu Prince uyabhola uthi God bless the people siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo thank you so much to everybody who's joining us but whilst we wait for Unkosi Khona DVD let's head over to some of the other videos that Ezra Chisa Svanda has had a xoxa labantu zulukandaba ngalokho okwenzakalayo kobulawayo. Now, okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi uDiviti usephendukile. Diviti is back on the line. Diviti, welcome to the program, Bafo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bafo. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. COVID-19. I know Bulawayo is one of the places whereby it has a couple of hotspots. The same applies in different parts of the country. What's your impression on everything that's happening in the country, Bafo?
Right now, we are in a situation where there's a lot of talk about the vaccine, you know. Everywhere around the city, Bulawayo, we're going to be queuing for the vaccine. And it's been the talk also so far, and people are just going and now is just added more vaccination centers from the ones that we had in the private sector. I also am Sia Sara. So there's a whole lot of talk about new vaccinator more right now.
Could this be proof ukuthi abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukwamukela lolu hlelo like people have started embracing the vaccination program?
Yes, I think abantu sebeqalile ukunanzelela ukuthi i-corona isikhona and iyabulala. Why? Because kade sokufika abantu esibaziyo angithi ukuthi ubani ngasekho uthe i-COVID, ubani ngasekho sokuthe i-COVID. So it's now getting closer to home. And the only way out where people are running to is getting the vaccine and getting vaccinated. So here are my conversations at the corner and I'm going to be like,
Now, let's focus on that okwenzakalayo emakhaya Bafo, those rural areas. There's a couple other videos that we're going to play later on where abantu abasemaphandleni are speaking for themselves. But in your experiences, I know Community Bodium sometimes delves into rural settlements, speaking to people, not just about COVID, but the experiences that they're going through. What are people saying about coronavirus? Sebezwisisa na okwenzakalayo elizweni?
Even today, a community program have tried to really create awareness around vaccine. So we partnered with the Matabele North COVID-19 Task Force team just to raise awareness about where people can go and vaccinate. Vaccinate by toilets, none. Of course, we've got feedback when it's like particularly in Pane. Where people are saying, you know, vaccination centers, I can't turn at this corner. So we like need them to board a bus or to even walk long distances to get to the vaccination centers in Ramarichal. What are the conversation is, we really want to vaccinate, but our vaccination centers are very far, which you need to part with money, which people don't actually have at this point in time to go and vaccinate. But however, you notice that with our numbers, I think in two weeks ago, we hit the first million of people who got their first jab.
That's correct.
You notice that the people who are like the medical, who got the, I don't know, the information hasn't come in that segment, which is going to, it's not about, it's not like Impande Center, Cholocho Center, and Kai Center, want to know how it has gotten there, like for the people who are in the remotest of places, who are actually giving feedback to say, yes, we see your adverts, your posters about where we can go and vaccinate, but those places are still too far for us. So, possibly, as we move towards, you know, herd immunity, then there should be outreach programs, really, to get to some of these remote of areas, Emakaya. Also, Emakaya, what we've seen is, we report Kubumatobo Lapa, the road networks are quite bad. So for them to get the jab as soon as other places, it proves to be a problem. But at least the vaccination process is actually taking place. That's the feeling that we are getting from the rural area. You find that the conversation mind is changed from COVID-19 is there. People are now conversating around the vaccination process. Which in the vaccination process, whether spiritual, religious, or cultural. So those are the issues that are conversations that call. About the vaccination itself. You know, there's a whole lot of conversation about that. But you can just also characterize the band twin. Even if it's a corner, you would have to go ahead. They have injected.
Now, there's two things that you pointed out there that I want to touch on. Into Kala is there's a video earlier on that we played that I wish you were here for, where Ezra Chisa's band, in Tatlis in Dava, Studio 7, Ube Koka Lo, Professor Soloye Ngwenya. And one of the things that Professor Soloye Ngwenya highlights is Uti is badly, especially like places like Mpilo Hospital. We've heard same reports coming from places like Parinyatwa. But people are abandoning Mpela to the point where Bonanjenga Bongi, Abotogotela, are they feeling a little overwhelmed? Have you been to any of these vaccination centers and what have you seen?
The vaccination centers, I'm not sure how the process is like or the being power in Nani. Because our vaccination centers, like we have visited, and through our social media platforms, we've actually shared some of these centers, even in Makaya, our team and any vaccine. The queues are always long. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm not about queues, Nana, because the people are many, or the process of vaccinating or maybe collecting data is slow. So you find that with that case, there's always, on a daily basis, people are queuing for the vaccine. My local clinic, especially in my residential area, we've seen young people even queuing. You know, it's easy for young people running at Saba, so we go out and do the and we move on. Of course, there are conspiracy theories with the Saba, our Badawa, with our older exam, our Saba, our Badawa, A level, or you won't be admitted to university. But however, people are still going on to get the jab as well.
Now, Dibiti, whilst on discussion here, air vaccination jab, CSO Ukhulumende City, they're looking to step in and they're looking to use different parts that are closer to the people as vaccination points. Amongst them is, for example, our police stations. How beneficial do you think something like this would be?
It would be very beneficial because right now what we're saying is if we are to achieve herd immunity as per the plan, and according to the government, we are receiving about 5.5 million jabs around August, this coming month. So we need to further decentralize so that we go to where the people are. Herd immunity won't be possible if we don't go closer to where the people are, because the feedback that we are getting is also because those things are actually very far from where Abanya Bantu stay. So if the decentralization process is done, it will go a long way in terms of, you know, reaching out to everyone and give them a chance to be vaccinated. That would be very, very recommended. It's unfortunate that, you know, other stakeholders might have less to contribute because it's about the Ministry of Health, the manpower of people who know how to do it, and make the resources to create those mobile outreach programs. I'm not sure about that, but that will come in handy because we have tried as nor media to also escalate the message around the vaccine, where people can get vaccinated, and also show that other people are actually queuing for this and things like that. But however, we need to be beneficial to have these outreach programs. Without the outreach programs, it would be impossible to get to other people because they stay far from the clinics or the hospitals, especially my car.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dibiti, let me hold you on the line there for a second. There's a video that I'd like to head over to. Then we're going to come back. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what comes out of this video. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned Uguti and Namhlanje Kuhlelo, Ezra Chisasvanda spoke to a lot of residents about their experience with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the next video that I would like to head over to is a conversation that Ezra had with a Bulawayo resident. His name is Bongani Dube. Bongani speaks more on the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, the jab and the program. Let's head over to that video. Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there Ezra Chisasvanda speaking to Bongani Dube. Apanga chinyatso tsanangaraka wechidiki arichizvara cheZimbabwe anogara kaMubulawayo kuGontutu zeyatunga akabaiwawo nhomba saka anga chitsanangura zvakasangana nazvo anga chiti aiwa iye process yake yekubaiwa nhomba zvakafamba mushe akabaiwa akapinda akabuda 10 minutes anga chobaiwa nhomba uko kuMubulawayo kuMpilo Hospital. But now Maria Zimbabwe, Ezra is not the only Studio 7 correspondent on the ground speaking to Zimbabweans. Now, we also have another correspondent who was in Mangura recently. Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jenna also took to the streets of Mangura to hear people's thoughts on the vaccination program. Let us hear what one of the residents of Mangura had to say.
Kwenye kubaiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID makambonzwa nezvayo?
Takazvinzora nafana kubaiwa.
Makabaiwa here?
Aiwa ndina sati.
Sei musati mabaiwa?
Ndiyazoenda unobaiwa.
Ko sei musiri kunobaiwa izvozvo?
Enda unobaiwa, vanhu vanongochichidzirawo kuti iye kwabaiwa zvese nengora kugwara kuti saa musimbochawo saka kana wamwabaiwa aita muchonoenda wobaiwa futi.
Zvinonzi kana wakabaiwa unoita sei kuno?
Vamwe vanenge vachicha ndinga chiti pamwe unogona kuhwara.
Imi ndoza muri kutya wee?
Asi kunobaiwa ndiri kuenda ndinoenda kunobaiwa zvo.
Aiwa but nguva yareba ka handiti apa izvozvi panotori ne pari kubaiwa here ipapapa sei musingaende?
Awa tinoenda kunobaiwa tinoenda. Chirongwa chatogara chiri muno takatoudzana kuvhileji redu kuti vanhu vasanofana unodi kunobaiwa.
Makataurwa nani kuvhileji kwenyu?
Takatotaurirwa maticha aitu asitsanangura kuti vanofana kubaiwa navana muchikoro vandabairwa muchikoro saka takatendzisi vakuru vanofana kuenda kunobaiwa.
Well, as Luganda Baliamuso Pela Unun Raichena Lapa Ubese Mangura, Kuluma, with one of the residents of Mangura, Bekasang and Bela Uti Ebona, Mangura, what are they facing? Thank you so much to VOA Studio 7 correspondent Nun Raichena for the amazing work he's doing there in Mangura. Now, Dibiti, back to you. Let's bring you back on the program here. I want to have you comment on both the videos that we just played. Usako Nexungwen. Now, before I want to first touch on the first video of Ubongani, young person there, Ube Kuluma, about his experience as he got the his first jab. Are young people embracing the vaccination program, and are they behaving when it comes to COVID-19? Are they abiding by the protocols?
Yeah, for young people in the last week in Zelena one. I actually stay like 2 houses away from the clinic itself. So from another one, I noticed that most of the people who are there early as my young people, young people under 35 years, really, they are the ones who are there early enough, like, you know. So in conversation with some of them, I would agree with what Juan was saying, because in conversation with some of them, they highlight many things about you know, the way people are dying, it's like you are just catching yourself, and planning for your future in some way. And the job site where they highlight, let's get home, I thought we know about the time, no job, or it's either it's the academic side, things can change here and there if you're not vaccinated. So, lastly, the conversation with young people in this case, virus is going to know, which is the child. That's the message. Good listen, the good food. And then move on. So, most of them, you have to have a quiz as early as 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and take the first chair. So, that's what the conversation with young people are. They're not to lose without the chair. In a way, you know, because of the way the pandemic is wreaking havoc, and also the opportunities that might come that will require you to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a little more curious about what you just highlighted, which seems to be something that happened. Lapho waqala lolu hlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni, when the vaccination program started, it was all voluntary, and yes, to this date, it's still voluntary, but you just mentioned something that is very important. There's some buildings, there's some places, there's some job opportunities that people are missing out on, especially abantu abasakhulayo, like you just highlighted. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba, it's now seeming as though sebekhuthazwa, but more in an enforcing manner, ukuthi bahlatshwe leli jekiseni.
What we are having now is a lot of communication, particularly from the government. You will notice that those that are employed by the Public Service Commission have been advised to vaccinate. And you see companies also putting up statements like Telone saying, no, if you are not vaccinated, please excuse us, don't come to work. Those who are coming to work should be vaccinated. And you also notice that the report that was done by the committee, the task force in COVID-19, and there was a research that showed that people who have been vaccinated, who are unvaccinated, die more of COVID. That, so you find that with young people, they have got all, you know what I'm narrating, is all that information that people will give you as examples in a conversation of saying, okay, why have you decided to vaccinate? They will tell you, no, ubonela phana government, ubonela phana ama companies athi, ubonela phana umjida wabasebenza athi yasikuthwe benze. So you see that has been the driving force. Mm-hmm. You know, and you find that for young people right now, it's more about what will I lose if I don't do it, than what do I gain if I do it, kind of an because the examples that are there, to say which ones will be the past, which do I want to remember, so which by this time they should be vaccinated, or are we getting vaccinated? or even, you know, so there's a lot of conspiracy around there now. Spuma Elizabeth, and I was unkind, you know, interstate travel, this is open, there's some point you won't be able to travel. So that's the conversation that young people base most of their decision making on, in terms of, you know, the opportunities at stake, Mike. For young people in Zimbabwe, it's the key thing. To say, well, if I miss this opportunity, you think about the present, but the issue is you think about, should I really miss it because of this kind of a thing? So it's a, no, the environment we are in, or the economic situation that we are in, is kind of like driving most of young people in terms of decisions that they will make, that will make them eligible for accessing certain opportunities when it comes to, you know, the vaccination process, because they've seen, you know, even institutions in government highlight that if you're not vaccinated, don't come to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, now, Dibiti, as we wrap up in Okoye too, before, I want to touch on uibonele le video or izwile le video of umama lo who was in Mangura exoxa lentata lezindaba ye Studio 7 esithi hayi yena she's part of the group of abantu abakhanya ngani bayasaba ukuhlatshwa leli Jackson, and there still seems to be a problem with regards to education. Now, what can be done to educate people? Because uhulumeni is running programs on different platforms day in, day out. Thina njenge Studio 7, we're running programs day in, day out. Nina njenge Community Podium, we're running programs day in, day out. And there are other organizations that are running programs day in, day out. Befundisa uZulu with regards to COVID-19. Kodwa basakhona abantu to this day. Abakhanya ngani bayasaba ukulithatha leli Jackson. Basically, there are several different conspiracy theories that they're learning. What can be done to help these people? Especially abantu basakhulayo, what can they do to help these people?
I think what we need to do, Mike, is which is situation is like, so especially the remote, you know, there's issues around, you know, beliefs, people's beliefs, and many conspiracy theories that are flying around on social media, even or WhatsApp. So I think what we need to do to deal with this is to continuously share consistently the message about the vaccine, why people should vaccinate, and the benefits thereof, and also when people are informed and they have enough information without so many questions, you find that it's easier for them to make the decision to do it. Right now, I've given you an analogy of how young people think that we have had conversations with. They think, I need to vaccinate because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. They never highlight that I need to get the vaccine so that my immune system possibly could be ready, even if I have the COVID-19 or contract COVID-19, I will not be able to suffer 1 or 2. So there's a less conversation about health, mm-hmm. the impact of your health system. But there's a more conversation about in our culture, in our religion, in our this and that, our pastor said, our this said. So it boils down to hearsay also, as well, unverified information. So I think ideally let's continue to spread awareness, verifiable information to our communities, as those as Fulamesho, Gawani, Sonde at the same time, but the others will catch up as we go, and as a way to then have people make informed decisions. What is dangerous, Mike, is for me, is to have people making decisions without information. Mm-hmm. These are lifetime decisions, you know. You don't want to regret when you are really sick on the sick bed, but mm-hmm. you want to say, I made this decision and I stick with it, or I've changed my mind because I had information. I looked for all the information that I had and I got it. And also, we always encourage people give us feedback. What questions do you have? What are the frequently asked questions? We try to also see, what have I seen about these frequently asked questions? Just this afternoon, I was checking on the frequently asked questions on the WHO website. Those are the same issues that are actually emanating from the communities. They are conspiracy theories, but unfortunately, we have to stick to the health issues. Mm-hmm. And we rely on health experts. There is nothing we can do about ogunyeloko ungekho in the health system and information.
Mm-hmm. Before isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyi bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akho okugcina ikakhulukazi kwabasakhulayo, those that are listening to uhlelo lwethu.
For young people, guys, let's let's go out, let's go and vaccinate. If you have any questions, let's engage. Read wisely, guys. Information is online. We are always online. We check a lot. We research a lot. Let's research and share. Also verify information amongst ourselves and our peers. So let's not confuse each other about hearsay. Let's share, verify information.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Nkosi Khona. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate your input as usual, Bafo.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Nkosi Khona Dibiti, journalist and the founder of Community Podium. To find out more about their programs, please visit their web pages on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at Community Podium. Thank you so much for Mr. Dibiti for taking time out to join us. Muriya Zimbabwe, tichiripanya emwe chete, yekuparara kwechirwere checoronavirus. Over the past couple of weeks, vendors have been a strong focal point of Zimbabwe's vaccination program. Ezra, once again, managed to speak to some vendors in Bulawayo going to their tunga to hear their thoughts. Let's take a look.
The next person is about 2 meters from where. Ungabona sebebuthene hayi baba bengasekho ezitendini.
Kodwa sengasiligada phela uzubuko liyaminyana.
Khonapho i-government ngayo iyakulungisisa iyekele ukuxosha ama-private operator ngoba ngeke ukukwanisa ukuthi abantu bangaminyani. Amabhasi wona lawa amalushwayo.
Manje nxa uminyene wena emjoveni yenza njani? Liyagada kuphela.
Ngabe ungazela choice kumele uye ebantwaneni. Because it's a moment now, we are going to lose that.
Okay, we are talking there. Good. So, how about you? I think
it's a good
thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's
a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good Hey,
I'm a person who has pools, two at the moment, with a corona.
Because yes. Kakula mnyumuntu okunika imali khona.
Ayi njengoba ikorona sakiseke sizwe kwamanye amazwe kuthiwa banika izimali banika izimali kanti thina sinamali esiziniwa ezekorona so hayi kunzima
kuzo so akulani mrholo liphiwa i-social money akula lotho
oh.
So nxa kuvaliwe imali kayingeni kwakuminyana la
Even that, I want to have one of a seven is mad about Hamby. But can I bring in a mouth? That is
beautiful. About one of
them.
Kwamanye amazwe sizwa kuthiwa uhulumeni uyancedisa abantu kucorona nxa bekulockdown bengaphumi ezindlini thina lapha sikazisitholaiso
lapha niyabhadala futhi
even isifuno sentshukela sikazisitole
ukuba khona uthesa ukuyabhadala lokuzi isikhathazelo engasitsho lingathini ke kubona abaphathi ukuthi bancede ngani kuthi ngaba lincedisa nje nemali yokudla ngkhaya
ye ngaba sincedisa kube ne-social net nje yokuthi igama abantu abangela imigama abale imigama ezitridini ale ukuthi nxa besezindlini bakwanise ukuthi banjani ngaphile labantwana
ngeza kutshela umuntu ukuthi kuyasale endlini yini lami iyakusumfosa phela yakusenja vele la ma-rights akhe sabe singasakwazi sayenze ngoba ungauthi kahlale endlini kodwa isigavukale endlini so endlini iyahlale senza kokugcina usiba le mkhuhlane le ukuthi abafazi basekutha amadodaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
Okay, gabu chai kodwa katikuzwe.
Ufuna
imali? I know siyabonga kakhulu.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Ezra Chisa Spanda. You are speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe, young vendors there in Gontu Tuzetunga, explaining much about what they have to go through. A lot of them, some of them highlighted how they've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're still facing challenges. And one of the things they highlighted is they're pleading with government, and aiwa urumende, 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 chibatsere iwo, seve chidiki, wanuita mabasa ema uoko, and tukusanga nema tambudziko, and kutitire meke zika mitemo iye lockdown, jingati netsei nekuti kuti tigare mumba zvinenge zvakura kuti tikusangana nezvara. But now, Muri Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned that we're going to be speaking to young people in different professions. Last week we tried to highlight how COVID-19 is affecting young people in the sporting industry. We had Priski Ngube join us, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't. So this week, njengaloko engilithembisile ngevike edlule, we have Priski back on the line as we focus more about how COVID-19 has affected young people in the sports industry. Priski, welcome to the program. Before, how are you doing?
Bafo, good evening. I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm good, man. It's finally, I'm happy to have you on the program. You sound clear as day. Let's talk a little more about that. The sports industry contributed a lot of money in Zimbabwe, but now, unfortunately, a lot of teams are not playing. A lot of athletes are not making money. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected abantu abasakhulayo who are in sports?
Probably, Mike, as a point of departure, you remember that last week, as we were talking, I mentioned that maybe sport is not entertainment per se, but it's also an economic activity, and it's an industry where some people dues are paid, where some people's bread is buttered. So currently, as the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting all the sectors of our life, be it business, be it in the formal sector, sport is not an exception in terms of those things. There is no sporting activity currently. There are only a few, maybe, sporting activities that have been going on, for example, cricket. But most of the sporting activities, such as soccer and other maybe crowd-pulling sporting activities, are on hold for now.
Mm-hmm.
And due to that, there are some people who have been earning their living through sport, for example, be it the players, be it maybe people who are doing business in partnership with sporting activities. All those people for now, they are grounded because there is no sporting activity.
Mm-hmm.
So in as much as any other sector is affected by COVID-19, sports then is not also an exception. People in sports are also affected, just as people in business are affected, because sports is a means of living to some other people.
Now, before, as you've highlighted, Njengoba, a lot of young people are not making money right now, especially those who solely rely on being an athlete as a source of income. What are they doing, Uze, by Enelisa Utoli Malios Pandela? Because that's a very important thing.
Probably you realize that Zimbabwe is mostly an informal economy. So one way or the other, they are not in sports. Sport is closed. People would always find maybe some small things to be doing, for example, these informal trading businesses. So many people have resorted to such kinds of activities. Maybe if you have been following news, you'd realize maybe some players of football clubs, some are going on strike because they are crying, because they are not paying rentals. So there is no clear means of living that they have currently, mm-hmm. because sport is closed. So our lack of a chance is only to live in the informal sector, just like anyone else is doing currently in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But all that, personally, I would attribute it maybe to our policy as a country. We don't have a clear social protection policy in terms of disasters like COVID-19. I wonder whether they're in sports, where we are COVID relief fund maybe for those who are who football. But that money wasn't seen with yesterday in Zanjan. So that's why now players are still crying with appealing. There was no clear or systematic way in which it was distributed. Mm-hmm. We don't know what FIFA did clearly with the money, or if the club were given the money. So the sport people are currently in trouble, are living in poverty now.
Sesikhangela ke inhlelo ezikhona elizweni bafowa, you know, in every country there's like the sports clubs, that all these development programs that are there to empower young people who are looking to venture into being an athlete professionally. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected all these different programs? We know every sports club is an under 13, under 12, under 18, under 21. How have all these programs been affected?
You realize with currently the sporting activities that are going on are only for the senior team. Maybe if you have noticed the cricket now, maybe it was only the senior cricket team. Be it soccer, Premier League club, Abadala Uchibuku. But we are saying those people are already almost at the climax of their careers. Junior sporting activities are currently on hold. Agula sporting activity for the under 15s, for the under 18s. And then if we are doing that, we have already shrinked our resource base for future sporting activities as a country. Mm-hmm. So COVID-19 has affected such activities because there is no junior sporting activity. About you, whom we are supposed to be banking on for the future, are currently on lockdown. They are not doing sporting activities. We never know. The purpose of the economy age will no longer be on their side. They have a very short space of time in their sporting careers. And as a country, we are already affected. You know, it's similar that junior policy which we have. That's why probably we are trying to follow mostly in most of our sporting disciplines because of a lack of a junior policy that is clear. And COVID-19 has exacerbated that situation in the little part as well. But these juniors are not training currently.
Mm-hmm. Now, Apriski, I want to talk about the outcomes of some of these performances when we have teams that go abroad. I'm also going to want to touch on the Olympics, but since I got the Indabayama Olympics, I want to talk about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected some of our national teams. For example, we saw the Warriors crashing out of CAF. early, which is very not normal for the Warriors. And when the coach was asked, the first thing he said was he hasn't had enough time with his team. All this comes down to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speak to us a little more about such circumstances.
Maybe on the case of the Warriors, you would notice the COSAFA Cup, the players who went to those games were largely drawn from the pool of local clubs. And for the whole of last year, the 2020 year, there was no sports, there was no soccer activity in our country. So now you are going at a tournament having players who have been not in any sporting activity for the past 1 full year, and you only have maybe 1 or 2 weeks training for maximum, and then we would expect such a team to perform maybe a miracle at a continental stage, which is important. So I think COVID-19 has affected our sporting activities. Despite that, we already had our own challenges, maybe in our sporting field. But COVID-19 is further added to our already existing woes, because now we can't look at it. Wahambala, the players were on the train for only 2 weeks. These players were not in any sporting activity. Then, for example, with our neighbors, South Africa has been in sport last year. But this is Niyabuyaphela. Most of the African countries, it's only Zimbabwe, maybe, in the last sporting activity. So those things, sport, you can't separate sport with training. You can't separate maybe sport with economic activity. So that's why as a country, we can't do very well when it comes to our sporting activities. We have a very limited time. You will prepare for every activity.
So, since Kangela ke, the Olympics, which is the most recent thing that everybody's talking about, we focus on the Zimbabwean team here. Even though there's been the COVID-19 pandemic, we see young people like Udonata Katai doing exceptionally well. What is your take on how the Zimbabwean team is faring so far?
The Zimbabwean team has done very well. Personally, I was following the performances of these players. Actually, I was only disappointed to learn that Udonata is no longer proceeding. But he has done exceptionally well. He has a promising career. Remember, he's only 17. So he's still young. He has a bright future in sports. If only as a country which is really behind such a good talent, support them, be it with resources, give them the time and the maybe the space to shine for them to train. Also, in the afternoon, I learned that Peter Wood is also crashed out of the tournament because he could not make it in terms of time. But their performance for now has been exceptionally well. And you realize, for example, on the case of Peter, which is, this guy has been in the USA, so that's where he has been doing his training. So it all maybe also remains as a challenge to our country that we should put proper infrastructure for our athletes to train, to enjoy that training environment locally, so that maybe even if they go and excel at a global stage, we are proud of it as a country. Because currently they are raising high of me.
Sesikhangela ke iqembu langkhona ebelimele Zimbabwe Briski. This was a very young team. As you mentioned, people like Donata. Donata's only 17 years old. She still has quite the long career ahead of her. The next Olympics will be in 2024, I believe, in France. How important do you think this decision has been for the Zimbabwean Olympic Committee to carry a team that is full of very, very young people who will be here for the next couple of years?
Sorry, come again. I did not get your
question. Bengithi, if we look at the team, Ebelimele ilizwe leZimbabwe, it's a lot of young people. We look at Udonata, 17 years old. She's still going to be around in 2024, and she's already doing really good times. How important do you think it is for the Zimbabwean team to maintain such a young squad looking forward for future generations?
Sporting activities, you'd realize, most of the people who are in sports are like youth. There are very few male adults who are in that field. So I think the future is really bright for us as a country. So I really applaud maybe the Olympic Committee for going with such a youthful squad. But my view would be that for maybe future tournaments, for these people to excel, let them be supported whatever means they need, so that maybe if they are to go again to the Olympics in 2024, they will do well, because probably this capacity of training and preparing. Usually, when they are going for a tournament, the government are rushed by the last minute with the cheating and supporting people. So let them have enough time, they are still young, but still enough time to prepare. Then our flag is going to rise higher in Zimbabwe due to this youthful talent.
Mm-hmm. Bafo isikhathi iso sesidlong mangoyi kodwa singakagqibile ingqoqo bengifisa ukuthinta udaba lolungolimi lokamama ngamafishane ngoba we have an entire audience that only understand Ndebele. So bengicela ukuthi ubatshele umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ikakhulukazi sikhangela abantu abasakhulayo abakwezemidlalo.
Okay, ebengikutsho bafo ukuthi khona i-COVID-19 ihlasele abantu abaphila ndawo zonke. Nxa ihlasele abantu abakubhizinisi nabantu abakwezemindlelo njalo labo ibahlasele khathesa kula nto abangayenza ngoba ngaphansi komthetho we-lockdown njengelizwe. So abantu abakwi-sport labo they also need ukuthi kwakhona ukuthi basekelwe ngakho konke okungatholakala. For example, emva ngale kwakwaba lama-incentives awathiwa people in business. Ama-sport people labo bangakuthola bakabala nzuzo abayitholayo. And njengelizwe kasizameni ukuthuthukisa isigaba sezemidlalo. Kwenziwa khona i-sport ingabi i-entertainment but ibe yindlela yokubisa imali, ibe yengxenye yezinto zomnotho ezenzakala phakathi kwelizwe lethu. Kuye-ke silabantu abancane kakhulu abakwi-sport abangaphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kudlula nge-sport, babise njalo imali through sporting activities.
Isikhathi sesedlule ngumangoyi bafo bengicela ukuthi uphosa lamazwi akho okugcina.
Amazwi okugcina ukuthi khona abantu abakwezemidlalo kathesi kule campaign yokuthi khona abantu baye-vaccinated. Sports people should also go and get vaccinated. Ukuze lanxa kungavula isport ukuthi khona abantu abangavaccinatanga kabadlali bona they will be at a safer stage. Then to all the youth, I've realized that there is a very limited number of youth who are going to be vaccinated. I would call upon the youth, let's go and be vaccinated. COVID-19 is real and it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm. Priski Ncube, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Before siyabonga kakhulu, we really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure,
Bapo.
Thank you very much.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Priski Ncube, a sports analyst and a youth development practitioner. Tinotenda zvikurusa kuna Ncube nekupinda muchirongwa. Muriel Zimbabwe, just under 2 minutes left. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. If you're tuning in right now, makatera chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo lwabatsha lilami uMike Hove. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo olathi lingakhohlwi ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook. Sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, lagu VOA Shona. If you're tuned in right now, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're speaking to youth about the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe.
Zikipanda poe kama nguma wiza, amekwa edo artist, aka Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa Ngeveneki. Guys, COVID-19, abaibiza nge corona, yinte kona. Pambili nge social distancing, askeze nizanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last number.
Easy, Majita. Easy.
Shout out to Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa Ngevenekula Mawiza, Mawiza, Mawiza. Follow him on social media at Mawiza Online. He has new music coming out soon, so check him out. Muria Zimbabwe. Just under 20 seconds, 1 minute 20 seconds left. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki Muria Zimbabwe. Stand ubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in. Just to check out a couple of comments. Ngiyabona ukuthi abantu basakhona ababhalayo imibono yabo. Nangu Brighton uthi linjani molika VOA Ndebele. Siyabonga Brighton ngokungena kuhlelo. Bheki Themba nyathi uthi ki. Thank you so much Bheki Themba ngokungena kuhlelo. Bhekani Moyo uyabuza ukuthi ayisekho enye topic ngaphandle kwe coronavirus. Mina ngithi ayikho vele le corona yakhona kungadlalwa ngabantu. Nangu Bhekani Moyo uthi he doesn't believe that coronavirus is a thing. Siyabonga Bhekani ngokungena kuhlelo. But pay attention, silokhe siqhubekela phambili silethulela okunengi ngokwenzakalayo elizweni COVID-19 related. Kwanelo kwalamhla Muria Zimbabwe sashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Let's meet same time, same place, pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Feel free to catch up with me at BigMike3, BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muria Zimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!